And with that, I know we're not quite to the 2 p.m. timeline. I'm going to look to our secretary to see whom from his staff would be ready. Sam is on. Chief Skelhaus is with us. So we'll move to item number 9 on the agenda, public lands and waters. And we have Chief Sam Skelhaus with us.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. I trust that you can hear me okay.
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Today, I'm just going to bring a proposal to you that, to amend a couple of boating rules regarding personal flotation devices and fire extinguishers. I'll quickly go over what the changes are and why we are bringing these to you. First off, in 4104.05.2.01, subsection 2, we have the Type 5 hybrid. We want to change that to a hybrid or inflatable because there is no longer a Type 5 personal flotation device out there. And then what we would also do is ask that we change that to they need to be worn in accordance with the approval label that's on the owner's manual or that's stamped onto the actual life jacket. And the reason for that is there's new technology out there. There's been a change in the Coast Guard rules and regulations. And this would keep up with that and allow us to accommodate any new types of personal flotation devices in the future. And the second one is fire extinguishers that are required on vessels, just to add in some language that say they need to be serviceable and in good condition and not expired. And the reason we're bringing these changes to you, they're pretty subtle, but the reason we're bringing these to you today is to harmonize our laws and our rules with the U.S. Coast Guard rules. We receive federal grant money from the U.S. Coast Guard to do boating enforcement and other projects, and part of that is that the U.S. Coast Guard does an audit on our state every 3 years. And when they're doing that audit, they're looking at our patrol efforts, our equipment, our boat accident reporting, and things of that nature. And then they also look at our laws and rules. So this was suggested by them that if we could make a few changes to harmonize our rules with theirs, just to get everything in accordance. And we did run these past our representative from the U.S. Coast Guard, and they felt that these were sufficient enough to mirror what they have. So that is what we have today. Again, a couple of subtle changes, but just to harmonize our rules with the U.S. Coast Guard.
Thank you, Chief Skelhaus. Any questions? Sam, I do have two. Should this go through finalization in March, when would it be implemented?
Madam Chair, I'd have to defer to our Department Attorney Nick. I believe they would be implemented in time for summer. I don't know when the LRC Interim Review Committee meets, April or May, potentially.
Nick is getting his microphone.
Madam Chair, the Interim Rules Review Committee hasn't released yet their calendar for the upcoming year. Typically, I believe their first meeting would be in May. If memory serves me, I'd have to do the look at the statute, but I believe it's 15 days from the day that they vote to approve of the rules that they would become effective, 15 days after filing with the Secretary of State's office.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Any questions from the rest of the commission? Seeing none, to move this forward, we need a motion and a second.
Motion.
Motion moved by Teal.
Second.
Seconded by Beese. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, it does move forward. Thank you, Chief Skelhaus.